February 26, 2011, finance.
Do you want to be involved in that with us, old man?
Maggie's here, Deb's here, Mary Jo's here, Dick's here.
Hi, Bill.
And Dave via Skype.
Dave just kicked out.
Okay.
Dave can go.
And we have Ralph Gardner here recording us.
Audio recording, Ralph Gardner.
I don't know Ralph Gardner.
Oh, you see me.
I don't know him either, but he's here all the time. I don't know what he does with what he has, but he's here all the time.
Oh, all right. Okay, I have everyone's got that in front of them. First of all, let me just say that the report that was filed, I filed a report earlier this week with the State Controller's Office, so that is completely done. It was a little stressful to do because I tried to do it last weekend at home on my Mac, and the state is using new software that's not compatible with the Mac.
Oh, great.
So I came in here last Sunday to my office here, and I have a PC and a Mac in my office, so I tried, and I still couldn't get on. So I had to do it Monday where I could call when they were there to see what the problem was. And again, they changed everything around, which was just wonderful. But they actually made it a little bit simpler. We don't have to prepare anymore what's called a cash flow statement. We have to file on the accrual basis of accounting. And then we have to convert the accrual basis back to a cash basis. And that was a little complicated, and they've done away with that. And it's kind of interesting, when I downloaded the software package, there was a tab on there for cash flow, and I clicked on it, it was completely blank. So I had to call up, and I said, well, how come the cash flow is blank? And they said, that's because for your type of reporting unit, you don't have to do it anymore. Well, it would have been nice you just put a little note in there, you know, this is not necessary for your unit.
Yeah.
You filed it last year and previous years. No longer, you know, you just think they would do that, but they don't. So, but anyway, everything is filed. It's actually due the 28th of February, and it's all done. And, I called them, the state, back, and I wanted to make sure they got the upload, and they did. So that's all totally completed. The budget comparison of actual to budget was a report that I had sent. And basically, in summary, if you look at the second page of it, we started, we have a $25,000 surplus. And as you can see, the receipts were $549,400 higher than they were, than we had budgeted. And that was because of the moving grant.
Mm-hmm.
We just never knew when we were going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the disbursements were actually $50,000 less than we had budgeted, and the major category would be under major repairs. We had budgeted $70,000, and we didn't do any in 2010. So that's kind of the highlight of it. You can see the interest income was down quite a bit. It was down $36,000 from what we had budgeted, and of course that's just the times. Which is the next thing I want to go over. We've got about $600,000 that we should tie up, and I'll give you some rates. And as long as you all have paper bags that you can throw up in after I tell you what the rates are, we can go ahead with that.
Not me, Bill. I'm just going to be happy that we have a reserve fund with some dollars to do something with. So.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's just that, you know, according to the investment policies, at the end of the year, I had things in compliance with those policies as far as FDIC deposit insurance was concerned. But with the receipt of the tax revenue that I've already gotten for 2011, we should make some moves.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I had Donna call around at some banks. We got some bank rates for jumbo CDs. And I also got some rates on treasury bills, but we'll go over that later. Are there any questions about this report? I mean, we can go through. The legal fees were up $12,771, and I believe that's because we did the settlement with Hiscock Barkley.
Yep.
For about $12,000, so that's really what caused that to happen. Highlight wise, you can see the investment analysis fee was down because we just didn't utilize, we didn't buy any treasury bills because the rates were so low. And by the way, just so you understand, we pay about 45 basis points, which is 0.45%, as a fee for their investment advice. You know, with the rates that we have right now, we're just about, we would have been breaking even, so I didn't put a lot in there. The next thing is, let's see, the wages were down $8,800, and I think we know why that mm-hmm. happened. Mm-hmm. General repairs were down $6,000, major repairs $70,000.
What happens with that $70,000, Bill? Is that... You just hold it in the reserve fund, or?
It is. I mean, everything ends up in the reserve fund.
Okay.
That's just the catch-all. It's just yep. that we budgeted it for 2010, and I believe some of the projects we budgeted in 2010, we were aware of the fact that we weren't going to complete them.
Okay.
So we put them in the 2011 budget probably what we did.
Okay.
A perfect example of that is a break wall at Baldwin Beach.
Right.
That's a perfect example. So. The other things is you can just go down the road to, you know, the office rent, the phone, I was pretty close on that, but $1,200 ain't bad. And all the other stuff you can see is pretty minor. Mm-hmm. We got down to obviously the safety equipment and the boat we had budgeted for, but those were expenditures we made in 2010. At the very, very bottom, you'll see that I'm withdrawing $650,000 from the general fund, and we're putting it into the repair fund.
Right.
So right now the repair fund is at $1,000,002, and we had thought that the repair fund is going to be at $1,000,183, so it's approximately $17,000 higher. And of course that was due to the fact that you know, we did have reduced expenses. That's what caused that to happen. So if there's any questions, we can move on to the next topic, which would be my projections are telling me because of T-bills that are coming due, I have a $50,000 T-bill that's coming due in March 15th, and I have another T-bill of $100,000 coming due in August. I feel that we could probably tie up around $600,000 based upon the budget amounts that we had projected. I think the budget, I'd have to look that back up again. Our major expenditures on the budget are going to be in October of 2011. I have $134,000 here that we had projected to spend. That was $120,000 of that is for major expenditures. So we could probably tie up $600,000. The rates right now that I got over the phone on T-bills. And, of course, I think my advice would be to go short-term because these rates are really bad now, but I would tie up for any length of time.
Are you talking 6 months?
Well, I got a one-year rate is 25 basis points, which is 0.25%. A six-month rate is 0.15%, and a three-month rate is 0.12%. And this shows you how pathetic it is. The rates that Donna got, the best rates seem to be from the Bank of Castile and also the Bank of Holland. Mm-hmm. Their 12-month rate on a jumbo CD is 0.75. Bank of Holland, it's 0.70. And Cattaraugus County Bank, it's 0.64. She also did called up M&T in Rushford there, and I figured it was going to be bad. Their 12-month rate is 0.08.
Oh my God.
How about Community Bank? Have we tried Community Bank?
I those are the ones that she called. I can't do that at work, Meg.
Yeah.
I got to have her do it for me. So if you want a few other banks called, you can maybe make a list and have Donna call them.
Okay, well, because Community Bank has got a few, you know, they're right around here.
It's too bad. It's very local, too.
But you can basically see that now the reason I always did T-bills was when rates were very good on T-bills. I mean, I have a T-bill right now that's in our portfolio that's got a 5.5% interest rate. Let's see when that is due. Where is it? Here it is. And that's the one that's due March 11th. And then I have another one that's due September 30th, 2012 at 4.25%. these rates are unheard of today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I think we should stay on the sidelines a little bit. We should get something, but not to tie up for any real length of time. The advice I'm getting from the people at KeyBank is they don't think they're going to see rates move for another 18 months. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
They just don't see it changing. It's just the way the government's printing money. You're just not going to see any appreciable increase in rates.
What would be your recommendation right now, Bill?
Well, what I would do is I'd probably put again, the T-bills give us the opportunity. They always have a market value. We can always sell them. Whereas a CD, you're going to suffer an interest penalty if you don't keep it in there for term.
So the T-bills, there's no term on the T-bills?
Well, there is a term. There is a maturity date, but there's always a market value.
Right.
Okay.
So you can go into the market and you can sell the T-bill. For example, I bought one in 2010. I bought a $150,000 T-bill at 2.5%. That's due March 15th, 2015.
Okay.
Of course, I went out 5 years, all
right? Right.
That right now is market value on that's $156,000, and we paid $148,000 for it.
Okay.
So that's the beauty of a T-bill. My recommendation would be I would do $400 to $350 in T-bills, and I would probably do the balance of $200, $250 in CDs. I wouldn't put it all in either of them. But I would probably limit it to 1 year.
And as far as the CDs, is there any benefit to having like one big CD, or would we want to do like $50?
Well, we're to the FDIC limit, so we cannot have on deposit in any commercial bank more than $250,000, okay. Which is the FDIC limit.
So we can diversify and put those CDs in a couple of banks based on the best rates of who's around.
Exactly. And you would be fully insured. So in other words, if the bank failed,
yeah,
your money would be insured. Now, the investment policy stipulates, because I did look into some broker availability on CDs, our investment policy stipulates that it has to be a bank. You can only take a CD at a commercial bank that is registered and allowed to do business in New York State only.
Okay.
You can't go to a bank in Nevada.
Right.
You can't go to a bank in California. You have to get a bank that's registered to do business in New York. And it's all because it's the additional protections that are put in to assure that public funds are not at risk.
Right.
And that's what this is all about. That's why our investments are limited to bonds backed by the government. And by CDs that are fully insured with a commercial bank registered to do business in the state of New York. That's what our options are, and it's no more than that. So that would be my recommendation, to maybe do a 350, 250, something like that.
I like that one.
Yeah, I like the 350, 250 either.
And then I'll do 125. I mean, unless your other bank, Maggie, does better. Maybe I'll do 125 with Castile at 75 basis points and do 125 with Holland at 70.
Yeah, it's not my bank. It's just a community bank is around, and I like the small New York State banks. And
the illustration here is like this, like Castile and Holland, you can see are offering much better rates than M&T.
Right.
M&T is pathetic.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, because they're more concerned about Baltimore and the stuff down there.
Well, they just don't...
They don't care about us anymore.
No. Well...
They don't!
They don't. But they can do it. I mean, that's what they're able to do. And like, for example, with the sale of the business here, we had to protect some funds that came in because the stockholders weren't prepared to take the distributions yet.
You're right.
And basically, we put everything in treasury bills. We didn't even want to mess with CDs because we didn't want to... I'd have been at 50 banks, the amount of money I had to deal with.
Right, right.
So we did strictly treasury bills and just for the protection. And I basically got nothing in interest.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, for the, yeah, all you got was protection.
It was just protection, is the only reason I did it, to protect the shareholders.
Right.
Sales proceeds, that's the only reason I did it.
So Bill, when we're talking 50,000 of T-bills, we're talking 1 year?
The 50,000?
No, 350.
I would go a year because I, like I said, I think we can part with 600.
Yeah, I do too.
And if the reason I say that, the projection here with the 100,000 coming due in August and then the 50,000 coming due in March,
yeah.
With taking out 600,000 now and if we adhered to budget, I'd still have $59,000 at the end of December, and I have on June 30th a $300,000 T-bill that's coming due.
Right.
So what? If we ran into trouble, if something happened that we really had to come up with funds immediately, the dam broke or the valve didn't work or whatever,
yeah.
we would be able to grab a hold of some funds, you know.
Right.
Because you have a budget, but you always got to be worried about the emergency, you know. Mm-hmm.
Now, the T-bills, do you buy them in increments?
Yes. Yes.
What, 50,000 increments?
Yeah, usually 50,000, yeah. So if I did 350, we'd probably buy, well, I could buy a $350,000 T-bill that would be due. I could stagger it by maturities, but since we're going to go for 1 year, I'd probably just do one 350 for a year.
And the T-bills, they don't fluctuate by banks, or do all banks always get the opportunity to sell T-bills? How does that work? Where do you buy them?
Well, you buy them from the government.
Through the banks or directly from the government?
Well, I go to this key bank.
Okay.
Key bank, yeah.
Okay.
And I call up the advisor I'm using is a guy by the name of Ben DiLorenzo. And Benjamin, I just call him. I want to buy $350,000 worth of T-bills and to mature in a year, and he does it for me.
But it is through a bank.
It is through a bank, yes. They actually hold the securities for us.
Right.
There are securities, they're in our name, but they're like a custodial account. They hold them for us. I don't get the securities mailed to me or anything like that.
Is that all part of them being our advisors and
yep.
having our investment yeah. policy?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, the guy when interest rates were normal.
Yeah.
I mean, I had people come up and compliment me on the fixed income portfolio that we had. We were earning, I believe, back in 2008, we were earning like 4.75%.
Oh yeah, we had a nice chunk of change coming in for interest income.
You could just, he does a fabulous job, but it's just that right now these
There's
are
so
such
much
unusual
to
times
no
that
place
nobody
to go.
Knows the answer.
They ain't charging
Nobody
us to hold
what's
it.
Going to happen. I mean, his best guess is he doesn't see any appreciable change for 18 months. Now, with that being said, I mean, I could have asked him, you know, what's the T-bill rates for a year and a half? Or what's the T-bill rate for 2 years? It's something I might consider when I call him.
Okay.
Just to see what it is. But, because that'll tell you what the market thinks is going to happen.
What do you have that it's got to be addressed between now and the next meeting? Is something maturing?
No. No, March 15th. I have that one $50,000 T-bill coming in on March 15th. But we can, if you want to call around at a couple other banks or have Donna do it, why don't we do it next week and then she can send me an email. And then what I'll do is... if you want me to, I'll talk to Benjamin maybe about something a little longer, but I'll be honest with you, if it's going to be 10 basis points, I'm not willing to go out longer.
Okay, now...
it's got to be something really nice, you know.
What are you going to do with the one that matures on the 15th? Are you just going to roll that over?
I'm just rolling in the account. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be taking the $600,000 out prior to that maturing. Okay?
Okay.
And when I take the $600,000 out, you know, we're still going to have $180,000 in our two bank accounts.
Well, are you taking the $600,000 out between now and the next meeting?
Until I hear from you on the CDs.
Because I mean...
I can't get it done before the next meeting, sure.
Well, I'm just questioning. I mean, because the community bank thing is no biggie. I don't care whether we do or not, okay? Oh. I don't want to hold you up, and if there's something we have to decide on today,
Well, I'm just thinking, Meg, I don't know how much more you're going to get. I mean, you might get 5 basis points more.
That's why I said it doesn't, it really doesn't matter. It's just Bank of Holland, all that, you know, they're not like right here. So I was thinking more of Community Bank Services, the area.
But she also went to Cattaraugus County Bank.
Yeah.
And that was 64 basis points for a year.
Okay.
And so the highest ones were Bank of Castile at 75, mm-hmm. and Bank of Holland at 70.
Yeah.
I do those two.
Yeah.
That was the highest.
I do those two.
But it's pathetic.
Bank of Castile,
I feel for people that are trying to, you know, elderly people that are in savings accounts and stuff, what do you do? You know, and I don't think it's worth the risk for 20 basis points to go and break our investment policy and and go out to Bank of Las Vegas or something like that.
I agree.
It's just not worth the risk.
Yeah, so I agree.
Know, by the way, you could do it, close your eyes and do it, but I just wouldn't think it would be a very good decision.
Well, it's all been very prudent over the last 30 years. I don't see why change anything now.
And that investment policy that we have was blessed by the state controllers.
Sure. So why mess with success right now? You know, our problem isn't what we're doing. Our problem is just the economy in general.
My feeling is stay on the sidelines, keep loosey-goosey, keep flexible, and when you see interest rates start to move, that's when you start to, and that's when I get into, you know, maybe I have I'll take like $350,000 and maybe I'll have $100,000 coming due in 2 years. I'll have another 100 coming due in 4 years. You know what I mean? That's when I have different bond issues with staggered maturities.
Right.
But to do that now is crazy. I mean, I took the risk at 2.5% for a 5-year bond. That right now, I mean, we got a $7,000 gain on it. But what is it going to be in 2013 or 2000? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. But at 2.5% looked pretty good to me.
Sure.
So.
It's looking real good now.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we got a $7,000 gain.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, you're going to take your $7,000 gain and you're going to put it in something that you're going to get less than 1%.
That's right.
So why would you do that, you know? So as long as you don't need the funds, but that's kind of the,
I think you should go with
kind of what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I wanted to mention, and I've been thinking about this and thinking about it hard, and I've been talking about it with my wife and all that kind of stuff, and I'm going to be retiring in 2012, and because of what we plan on doing in retirement, because all this reporting is due in February and all the work has to be done in January and February, and most likely I'm not going to be around in January and February, I think it might be a good idea, and I haven't fully made up my mind yet, but I think it might be a good idea if you look for somebody else to do this. So.
You didn't just say that, so we're going to ignore it.
Well, I think it's something.
I heard you, and I'm just sitting here.
I mean, I can give you my recommendation is after doing this for all these years.
Get an apprentice and start showing what you did, how you do it.
That's my point.
You got to get somebody because of this report from the state. You got to get somebody that's that knows accounting,
mm-hmm. right?
That is not intimidated by accounting principles and presentations and financial statement footnotes. I mean, you can get somebody that that doesn't have those skills, but then at the end of the year, you probably have to bring in a CPA firm.
Yeah, no, we do
something like that.
There's a lot of qualified people around who'll be able to. I would like to say just kind of work with you for now and learn it, not to take it over from you, Bill, because right now we don't want to see you leave.
Well, it's just that I don't know how capable, I don't want to make promises and commitments that I can't keep.
You did, yeah, right.
The fact that my wife and I are pretty, we're still kind of thinking about it, but we're pretty fairly made up our minds that we're going to move out there. I live where we live in Rushford, and that won't be until 2012. But in order to get my wife to do that, she wants to go to Florida it's January, February, March.
Of course.
She's been telling you there for 5 years, though.
And my problem is what my profession is and what my skills are. If I was going to do it on a part-time basis, I'd have to be back still in Rushford the months I don't want to be there.
Yeah, we all know that.
So that's my problem. That's my dilemma. So and again, I don't want to make commitments to anyone that I can't keep. And so that's why I'm still kind of wrestling with it a little bit. But I just don't see how I could continue to do it. Like I ran into trouble doing the state report, and I'd be down in Florida. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Sure, we understand.
It's just I don't know. But I'm never going to leave anybody in the dust. I mean, if I would certainly try to help the replacement as much as I could.
Well, it'll probably be easier.
All I can say is that if you're not going to get someone with the accounting skills, then I would say you would reduce the salary, and you would factor into that you'd have to hire a CPA firm, and they would charge you a fee.
How much money?
And that's normally what I do. So that fee could be anywhere from maybe $3,000 to $4,000 to $5,000 to that.
$8,000.
Well, this is too important a position to not go looking for somebody who has the skill set to do the job.
And degree, I think we need a real CPA.
And I don't know any other way to do that than to post a position as a backup treasurer, mm-hmm. with the understanding that you may be retiring at the end of next year.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, the other thing I do is as you know, I do the payroll. I mean, Donna's husband helped me because of all the overtime I was putting in here at work due to the sale. You know, he did do the he did print the W-2s and the 1099s for me.
All of that is pretty much human resources stuff, isn't it?
But that's all part of it too.
It is.
So you got payroll, you've got the financial reports, you've got the investment people. I mean, you just years ago the district decided to get professional help on that.
Right.
And just because you're an accountant doesn't mean you're good at at putting together a bond portfolio.
Oh, of course not.
No, you got to have somebody that's what they do. And that's what we have. So.
And that's where KeyBank comes in, right? KeyTrust or whatever
and
it is.
And I think 45 basis points is fair. Is a very fair. I mean, usually for investment advice, you're talking over 1%. So I think they've done pretty fair by us. So, but that's kind of what I'll leave with the finance committee. And it's just that I just after I'm going to be 65, and I still want to do some work, but I don't want to be tied down.
You don't look a day over 55, Bill.
Well, but I just don't want to be tied down. I don't want to send my wife someplace, and then I got to fly back to do a report, you know.
Right.
I just don't want to do that, so. Yeah, I wish I could. I wish these things were all due in September and October. Then it wouldn't be a problem. But unfortunately, they're all due the time of the year that I don't want to be here.
So. Yeah, right.
So that's the problem. So, any questions?
Now, the only thing I would comment on is that I think that this committee, if I'm hearing everyone right, it's an agreement that the recommendation that we would make an open meeting to a full board is for a $350,000 to be invested in T-bills for 1 year, 20.25, and $250,000 broken up into $125,000 to the Bank of Cast Isle and the Bank of Holland for 1 year.
Correct.
I think you need a motion.
Correct. Now, Deb, if we're going to do that...
Wait a minute, please. I can't hear what Bill's saying.
Excuse me?
Go ahead, Bill.
Deb, if I'm going to do that, I'll transfer the funds into the $250,000 into our checking account, and then I'll send checks out to Donna for you to sign. It'd be $125 apiece.
Okay, that's fine, Bill.
And I'll just put a note in there that you'll have to come in and sign them.
Yeah. That's
and
okay.
I'll just have to see what the paperwork is. Usually with CDs, there's not much paperwork at all. You have to give them your tax identification number or something like that. When we get to that point, I'll have Donna get the forms, and then I can call her up, and I'll just help her fill them out.
Okay.
And we'll be all set.
All right.
Okay.
Now, something like that, just so you know, Doug, my recollection, because we've done CDs in the past, maybe you might have to sign it as chair. You know, the paperwork.
Yeah.
Authorizing the account to be opened.
Yeah, they may require a resolution and a chair signing something.
Exactly. So what we ought to do is, at the meeting on the 19th, probably what needs to be done is a resolution. It's got to be probably part of that meeting.
Right. But what I'm saying is the Finance Committee here needs to make a motion and pass that so they can pass that on to, as a recommendation to the full board.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You can have a second.
Motion carries.
Okay, so that's what we'll end up doing. And we got time yet. We can look it up. I don't know, Meg, if you want to just run ahead and down and look at a couple more banks.
Yeah, maybe just for the heck of it, call...
I'm going to have her call Steuben Trust and Community Bank.
Community Bank, first thing Monday morning, and see where they stand. And if they're anywhere better than the 7.5 and what, 7.0?
They won't be, but we'll do it anyway.
I'm sure, yeah. That way nobody can question that we didn't shop around enough.
I actually thought that the CD rates might be 20 to 30 basis points higher than the T-bill rate. So I was a little surprised when she said Castile was 7.5 and Holland was 70.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was going to be any more than 20 or 30 basis points above the T-bill rate, but I was surprised. That's why I wanted her to do the telephoning, you know.
And did you say the time frame on those? Are those 1 year?
We just do 1 year, yeah.
Okay.
I say stay on the sidelines.
Yeah.
They'll get some interest, but stay on the sidelines.
Yep.
Because these rates are pathetic.
Are you guys going to be back?
And you never know. Like in a year, we're actually talking.
You're coming back to 18.
You know, this time next year, who knows what the rates might be.
Right.
I don't think they're going to be any better.
They can't be worse.
Most people that I talk to say no.
What's that?
Most people I've talked with say the rates aren't going to be any better than they are now.
No, that's when I was told 18 months, I did not question Ben at all. I had to agree with him.
Yep.
With the way the government's printing money, nothing's going to happen to rates.
Oh, it'll be just in time for the new election, next election. No,
but it just that's just the way it's going to be, so. Alrighty.
Okay, Bill, appreciate very much your participating with us.
The input and suggestions. Yes.
You, of course, took a lot of wind out of our sails with this wanting to part company with us.
No, that's not really it. It was a hard decision to make because I thought, my wife said to me, you know, you're going to go crazy. You got to have something to do. And I thought that this would be ideal, you know,
yeah.
Because I do 100% of the work off-site.
Well, Bill, didn't you say you went online and filed it? Is it really nice? Will you?
Well, one of the things, I know Doug's got me a laptop. So,
yeah.
And it's a PC, so it might be a little easier.
FedEx and stuff works, you know?
Well, I appreciate that, but I still think you deserve someone to get touch and feel, you know?
Okay, we'll come visit you in Florida then.
Yeah, right. They want to come and touch and feel.
We'll come visit you.
Field trip.
You're playing their tone with that one.
Was finding a new wife out of the question?
You know his wife? Yes.
You never know. There's a fellow on the lake that has a financial background that works for Wilson Great Badge. I've talked to him a couple of times.
There's multiple people on the lake.
There's people around there. But you got to get to somebody, and you don't know. I mean, even if you get a financial person, I mean, once they see what the work is, they might not be interested.
Well, you know what, Bill, and I spoke with Doug about this the other day, and I know just from talking with you over the years that this isn't anything new. You've been kicking it around for many, many years.
Right. If you pay a CPA firm to come in and do the state report and do the financial statement, you also have them doing an audit too.
Right.
So that's not bad. I mean, we did an audit maybe about 8 or 9 years ago, and the The guy came in, I think he charged $2,500 at that time, $2,500 or $3,000.
Right.
And that was probably about 5-6 years ago. It was when Dave McDuff was as commissioner.
Oh my God, that was longer than you thought, Bill.
No, I know he charged about, the CPA he brought in charged about $3,000.
Right.
And all he really did was take my numbers and put it on his paper.
Of course.
Anything.
But what I was going to say is just even for the benefit of the district, it's best that not just one person knows all of that anyway. Even if we can work it out to where with a PC and FedEx and, you know, hiring a CPA, I still feel that putting an apprentice down in line and just kind of teaching them, seeing what it is that you do and where you've been.
Well, the other thing, too, is you got payroll, and, you know, all those, obviously I'd be up there in the summertime when, you know, the lots of people are working and all that, but, you know, if I'm in Florida in January, February, March, I mean, someone would have to send me, like, Donna's hours and...
You know what, payroll services...
I mean, you're gonna waste a few days.
payroll services are actually pretty reasonably priced for what they do.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I've got a guy pestering me right now to do our payroll.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does he want to do it, Doug?
It was very reasonable on a monthly basis. He does it all, everything. It's not just him. It's an outfit out of Buffalo. Oh,
okay.
You got to understand it all. That's all there is to it. Sometimes, you know, who knows? Maybe there'll be a lake manager who understands human resources and payroll.
No, it's just that I just want to put it on the table, and we'll just see where it goes.
Good.
All right, Bill.
Keep your options open.
I just always want to be fair. And
you're certainly not dropping it on us that you're leaving tomorrow.
No, I would never do that.
I know you wouldn't. Not intentionally, anyway.
That's the way I'm built, so. Okay.
Well, see ya.
Have a good one, and I'll hopefully see you on the 19th. I think I'll be a little, we're starting to get a little bit better here with this big company stuff. Filed, everything's been done. The W-2s, 1099s, the state report, everything is done for 2010.
We're good.
And then when the meeting is on the 19th, we'll go over that and get that into the minutes, and we'll be all set.
Very
now,
good.
What is the time on the 19th?
9:30.
8:30, okay.
I won't be there.
Is that because we're having a finance meeting first,
yeah? No. Mm-hmm.
We just left this one at 9:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much for hearing me out.
All right, Bill, thank you. Thank you.
Good job, Bill.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
On this investment policy that I have, it's not complete. Did anybody ever find the balance of that?
The investment policy is there. Dick just read it. What we don't have is the audit.
I don't have a full copy of it.
Yeah. We haven't gotten that far to review. We reviewed fiscal. We haven't done the other one yet.
Okay. So that I get it in time. Are we setting up another meeting?
I can give you a copy. You want a copy? The investment? Let's see.
3.30.
It doesn't have the numbers on it, but this is the current investment policy based on, you know what, and I'm not even sure it's complete because this, it kind of looks like it.
No, it wasn't at the last meeting.
What do you mean? What are you talking about not complete? Which part are you saying is not complete?
3.30 was not complete when I got it.
Are you referring to there's not enough pages?
Right.
Yes. No, I don't have anything different.
Okay.
That's what I got. Donna would have it. I don't have access to the files. I don't know where it is. I don't know if there was a backside that didn't get copied when this got distributed. This is what I have.
Okay. Are we setting up another meeting?
Well, you can certainly have one in my absence.
Well, you're the chair.
I know.
Yeah.
It's all right. I don't have to be here.
Do we need another meeting is what I mean.
Well, we do. We still have the procurement policy to go through.
Yeah, we've got...
We have the investment policy to go through.
I'm trying to find it here.
Not to say that going through them is going to be a whole...
Well, I think with the investment policy, I think we really need Bill's input.
as we discussed before, if we go through it word by word, and then...
Must leave, he's leaving.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
If he's coming to that 19th meeting, maybe you want to meet with him then.
Maybe he could say...
To do what, to go through this word by word?
The investment policy.
The investment policy? I don't need to be here for that.
Right.
Well, it would be...
Do that one, and then put the procurement on hold.
Yeah, I don't care.
Does that sound good? All right, let's do that. Let's see if Bill can either meet with us before or after, if he's going to be here on the 19th, to go word for word through that.
Yeah, because April's going to get squirrely for us, so I don't...
Pardon?
I said April's going to get a little squirrely for us.
Okay.
When's the April meeting?
It's back on Fridays again, and I think it's the 15th, I think, but I'm not sure. I don't have... Wait a minute, I might have my schedule here. Just a minute.
Well, I can look at the door.
I got one, I think.
Yeah, it's on the way.
April 15th, yeah, it's tax day. See, I do believe that this investment policy and guidelines is more of a... What Bill was talking about, our legal responsibility. Okay.
Is it in...
It's in this form. This one is in this form. I don't know that if we want to go, just as we're going through everything else and just as we went through the fiscal guidelines.
Well, I think we should only because if he leaves.
I do too.
He's not, yeah, we have to go through it, but I don't know that we have to go through it with Bill and tie up Bill's time at a meeting. We didn't go through this with Bill. We have our own questions that we may go back to Bill with.
Okay, whatever.
Perhaps we could email...
We need to get the finalizing, the finishing of this and the audit.
Email that to Bill and ask for his input.
We need to get the complete investment.
You know what?
Which is what,
Donna could email that to him, like on Monday, and then maybe he... And then if we have any questions... If he's coming the 19th, we could just ask him questions rather than tying him off.
Fine.
Does that sound good?
What are we doing here? Having Donna email his policies that he already knows that he's got?
We don't know that he...
We don't know.
Sure he does. He just refers to it. He talks about the key trust policy. He talks about...
He has them, but perhaps after he reviews them again, he might offer some suggestions to alter them in some way. Mm-hmm.
Okay, April 15th.
He may read them and say, these are fine with me. He may say, well, now that I've been on the job my 17th year, I think this ought to change or this ought to change.
31st.
Whatever. 33rd. What's he, treasurer all the
way? Oh, yeah, he became treasurer as soon first.
Right out of the box?
Yeah.
So do we want to set up a legal meeting after our finance meeting after the board meeting?
Yes, if he can make it and he wants to talk with us and go through it, yes.
So we'll figure finance at the latest at noon, because I think we'll try to wrap things up. On the 19th, on the day of our...
After the board meeting?
No. Yeah.
I'm not having a committee meeting after the board meeting on the 19th.
Well, we could have it before. We can meet here at 8:30.
Whatever works for
Bill. And just allow for Bill, whatever Bill's questions has, are we going to review it to see if we have any questions, or are we going to do
if
this on our own?
If you're
going
to meet, that's what you ought to be doing.
Reviewing this.
Right.
Because I don't have a complete copy of it. That's
I don't either. So. Nobody does. We have to get it from Donna. See if it's in here at all.
So are we going to have a finance meeting?
Well, let's find out, let's find out if Donna has a complete investment policy, or if someone has
The investment and the audit and review policy is not in here. 3.30 and 3.4. 3.30 was never retyped, and it's not complete, only because it may not have all copies of it.
Yeah, well, okay. I tried to read it, and it's... Yeah, there's stuff missing.
You tried to read it, and there's stuff missing, which is why we need to go through it, not Bill.
Right. So we need to find out if there is a complete copy someplace to begin with.
That's what
I'm... And the audit and review.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, maybe he's got it.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
Okay. So who's going to be responsible for Donna finding this out for us?
I am.
Okay.
Doug is.
And then you're going to let us know via email.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then, based on that, we'll decide on a meeting on the 19th.
Good. And same thing. She's got typing. if she's got time and wants to start typing, these can be retyped and formatted, and then we can just make our changes afterwards.
Now, Doug, let me ask you, when's our next legal rules, when's the next meeting for that?
We can set one up.
Okay. And you're not back until the 28th, is that what you said?
Yeah.
You're leaving when, Doug, the 11th?
Actually, the 10th.
The 10th. Yeah. And back on the 28th. Well, maybe we could do it, how about Saturday the 2nd of April? For what? For a legal...
Dick won't be here.
Well,
we won't be here.
You won't be there?
No.
Okay.
We're heading out.
Okay. You're going to be gone for how long?
Well, I don't know, because we have the Walters wedding on the 2nd, but we're thinking of leaving before that.
Would you be back the 9th?
Well, he's got to be back on the 15th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You're talking about April.
Yeah, so we're going to try and be gone then.
So till then.
There's nothing
he'll be back for the
scheduled
15th.
As far as
but that's it. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
There is nothing scheduled between today and the next district meeting of the 19th. That's uh-huh. correct?
Right.
Right, yeah.
I think Dave's back April 1st, too.
Yeah. So what are we doing, putting everything on hold till everybody comes back?
Yeah, I think we might as well. Dick will be back on the 15th. Maybe we could even have a meeting on the 16th.
On the 15th of what?
April.
So we're going to do nothing between now and March 19th, and we're going to do nothing between March 19th and April 15th.
I think we could take a break. I think we're at a point where we can take a break.
I do not have to be here for this stuff.
Well, I know, Doug,
I don't
but it just
have
seems to go more smoothly when you are here.
The only thing you could do is do something on March 5th.
Well,
won't be here.
Yeah,
we won't be here. Yeah.
I'm going to try to schedule the environmental committee meetings and then during that period of time, because I'll have a lot of time without being in these meetings, so...
How about we have a meeting on the 16th when Dick will be back, and I think all of us will be available. We could do a bunch of meetings on the 16th.
What day is that? Saturday?
The only thing is it's before Easter, but no, it isn't either. No,
yeah,
I take that back.
Before Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday, but not Easter, so we could still do on the 16th maybe? Have a bunch of legal meetings, maybe.
Well, let's say I'm going to be out of town from April 16th until May 20th. Does that mean nothing gets scheduled then, too?
Well, then, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
We could do it actually maybe on the 15th after our or maybe before.
Why don't you shoot for the 16th and just see what happens?
Okay, all right.
That 16th of what?
April.
Maybe rules
and finance.
And finance.
Okay. And then Donna's going to see about those for us. Okay.